Well, whether it's Maurice McCabe or Edward Snowden, whistleblowers here and abroad are playing an increasing role in exposing wrongdoing. Whistleblowers are protected under the Protected Disclosures Act of 2014. However, in an RT Investigates programme to be broadcast tonight, whistleblowers describe the high price they and their families can pay for exposing wrongdoing that would otherwise remain hidden. We're joined now by Barry O'Kelly of RT Investigates with more on this. Barry, thanks for coming to talk to us. What's the background to this programme?
For this programme, my producer David Doran and I, we spoke to five whistleblowers, some of whom were at the centre of very significant revelations in Ireland in recent years. They include Ian Smith, who was the first person to raise concerns about the case of Grace. This is the young woman who was left in a foster home for 20 years, despite repeated concerns about sexual and physical abuse of the children in care there. And this is the first time that Ian Smith has spoken publicly about his situation and the story itself. We also hear from Olivia Green, of the whistleblower in the Irish Nationwide saga, and Shirley McEntee, a former ambulance driver who exposed concerns about delays in the ambulance service. And in all of the cases we deal with in the programme, the common thread is the very high price whistleblowers say that they themselves and their families have faced when they blew the whistle. And one of the people involved, one of the central people in all of this is a man called Seamus O'Loughlin. He's an ESB manager. He blew the whistle on the fact that up to 1 million litres of oil was leaking from ESB cables in Dublin for 20 years, leaks which the ESB failed to report to the relevant authorities. Seamus also revealed how large quantities of a gas called SF6 was leaking from the ESB power plant in Moneypoint. Now, this is a gas which is extremely damaging to the environment. And as we show in the programme, Seamus O'Loughlin has now been vindicated by the EPA. But despite this, he finds himself involved in a very long drawn out internal process where up until recently, he's had to fund his own legal expenses. And this, Seamus says, has had a huge impact on both him and his family.
You get sucked into a process. It's an anxious time. The various legal fees, 47 grand, that's only the start of it. Why, I'm still out on my own, engaged in a legal process that's costing us an absolute fortune. The EPA vindicating my claims has, on one level it has, brought a level of reassurance, but we're still caught in this situation where it's going to be very difficult to extricate ourselves from.
Now, arising from Seamus O'Loughlin's disclosures in a previous RT Investigates programme, the Environmental Protection Agency carried out its own investigations of both the oil leaks and the SF6 leaks. They've validated what he said about the oil leaks, and as you'll now hear from Ian Murnane of the EPA, the SF6 leaks would never have come to light had it not been for the whistleblower.
The whistleblower was pivotal in bringing this issue to our attention and allowing us to act on it. We wouldn't have been able to find out about it. It's a very potent greenhouse gas. The lifetime of sulfur hexafluoride in the atmosphere would be in excess of 1,000 years. It's very significant. It will be in the environment for generations.
And Barry, there are some new developments regarding the ESB and the EPA.
Yes. Now, since that interview with Ian Murnane, the EPA has confirmed to RT Investigates that it has now initiated a prosecution against the ESB. The charges relate to the leaking of the SF6 from Moneypoint, and the case is due to come before the courts in November.
Thanks very much indeed, Barry. And that RT Investigates Whistleblowers Fighting to be Heard is on at 9:35 tonight on RTE1 television. Barry O'Kelly, thank you for that.